Fairbanks has some interesting names for its streets. Just in the last few years, the last 3 or 4 years, there have been new subdivisions with many, many, many new streets, a lot of them named after geographical spots in the state. The old Fairbanks, when Fairbanks started, a lot of the streets were named after some of our historic figures. And Clara Hickman Rust, at one time, compiled some history on the names of Fairbanks, and I'm going to read some of the comments she had, or make comments on some of her notes. And these, of course, are according to Clara Rust. Other old-timers may have a slightly different view on some of this. The main artery of Fairbanks, running north and south, is Cushman. It's named after F.H. Cushman, who was a member of Congress in the state of Washington. He was a personal friend of Judge James Wickersham, who came to Valdez in 1903. And at Wickersham's request, and acted as a lawyer in court tangles involving the Kennecott Copper Holdings. So Cushman was named after someone who didn't live here. He was according to her, he was an attorney. And Wickersham Street naturally honors Judge James Wickersham, who came down from Eagle to be the first law in Fairbanks in the year 1903. Wickersham settled many arguments over claims. He was judge, recorder. He was in Rampart. I guess he was in every place in Alaska. Mrs. Rust says that Wickersham was one of the group who formed to name the town of Fairbanks. Fairbanks was named after the Vice President of the United States, whose name was Fairbanks. Clary Street is named after Frank Clary, the first full-time recorder here, and he was one of the first to stake ground on the discoveries made by Felix Pedro. He did extensive mining on Clary Creek, and the community of Clary, a thriving mining town, is named for him. Today, 1973, the city of Clary is no longer a city. There are still some structures there, but at one time it was a booming, booming community. Lots of mining there. And this year at the Pedro Monument rededication, July 22nd, one of the Busbys, Elk Busby, spoke. He said the first time he went by Pedro's discovery claim was when he was a boy, back about 1912 or 13, they had a wagon load of vegetables, and they were taking them to Clary City to sell to the miners and their families. There were so many people out on Goldstream and Pedro Creek and Engineer Creek and Gilmore Creek that by the time they got up to Pedro, where Pedro was doing Pedro's discovery, their vegetables were all gone, so they never made it to Clary that trip. Another street is Dunkel. That was named after Bill Dunkel. He was a recorder in Fairbanks following Clary. Bonifield was named for Sam Bonifield. He was an early day miner and prospector. The Bonifield Trail is a familiar name to many people. There's a Bonifield mining and hunting area in the foothills of the Alaska Range. Badger Street is named after Harry Badger. He was the fourth town recorder. He served in the territorial legislature. He's also agricultural developer, best known as the strawberry king of the Tanana Valley. He raised large, large fields of strawberries. And Mrs. Rust recalls that, I'll read a note she wrote on Badger. as past president and hard worker for the pioneers of Alaska, Badger Road is named for Harry as he broke the first trail along the 30-mile slough to his homestead and berry farm. Hall Street bears the name of one of the first doctors, Dr. F.M. Hall. His office was on Turner Street between 2nd and 3rd. It was in his home. Turner Street between 2nd and 3rd now is NC parking lot on the west side and the post office or federal building on the east side. And Turner Street just stops there because the block between 3rd and 4th blocked off Turner Street. In fact, Turner Street doesn't pick up again until somewhere down in South Fairbanks. Another familiar name is Blanchfield. Used to be a little street between 1st and 2nd Avenues between Cushman and Lacey. In recent years, it was called Blanchfield Alley because it was just a very narrow drive-through. The old Piggy Wiggly store was on one side. Cooper's Hardware moved in there next. That was torn down. The city finally took the property. It belonged to Bob and Jesse Bloom. Mr. and Mrs. Bloom 3 years ago, I guess, when the city took the property for a parking lot. The Blooms were trying to dedicate it for the use of a green spot, downtown green spot, or a small park. But it ended up to be a automobile parking lot. Anyway, Blanchfield was one of the first Fairbanks youths killed in the First World War. He was, Mrs. Rust recalls that he was small and a bit crippled. He was rejected by the army, so he joined the Canadian forces and distinguished himself in the air service, where he was shot down. His name was Percy Blanchfield. He graduated from the Little Red School that stood where Main School does now on Cushman Street. Noble Street, which today is a one-way street, main artery through Fairbanks. Hopefully they'll get another main artery through Fairbanks because it's getting pretty congested. Noble Street was named after George Noble. George Noble owned one of the first saloons on First Avenue. He was also a prominent businessman who worked to instigate the starting of the Eagles Lodge, Erie 1037, I think it is. He was also active in the Arctic Brotherhood. That Arctic Brotherhood was first started on Clary Creek. W.K. Wendell was the first to build in the street, which bears his name. Wendell Street runs east and west, and it's just north of First Avenue, about a 5-6 blocks in length. Kellum Street is named for Judge J.C. Kellum. He was an attorney who accompanied Judge Wickersham from Circle City in 1903 to help set up law and order. Smythe Street is named for Cap Smythe, a longtime riverboat captain, whose boat, the Florence S, ran between Fairbanks and Tanana Crossing on the Tanana River and on other rivers. He had a homestead which took in 8th Avenue between Kellum and Bonnefield, and a cross taking in the street of his name. Let's see, I'll go over that again. He had a homestead taking in 8th Avenue between Kellum and Bonnefield, and on a cross taking in the street which was named after him. He sold lots for as little as $50 for 50 feet from 8th to 9th. Lathrop Street is named after the promoter and builder, Captain Lathrop, Austin E. Lathrop. Cowell Street is also named for a judge. Gaffney Road bears the name of one of the first military men, Colonel Gaffney, who was in charge of building up Ladd Field, which is now Fort Wainwright. Eielson Street is named in honor of Fairbanks' first aviator, who was called the pioneer of airways. Carl Ben Eielson was the first teacher of manual training in Fairbanks High School. Now, Carl Ben Eielson wasn't the first aviator in Fairbanks, but he was probably the first one produced out of Fairbanks. At any rate, there's quite a lot on Carl Ben Eielson written on him. He was a teacher in the schools here and was interested in flying, mechanics, and airplane mechanics. Became a very famous flyer. Gillum Way, named for Harold Gillum, who was a mechanic. He learned to fly from Eielson and built up an airline business called Gillum Airways. He had his hangar a block above Airport Road, what is now called Gillum Way. Lost his life on the search for Carl Ben Eielson. That old hangar has now been converted. At one time, recent years, it was a warehouse, and it was redesigned and built into a skating rink, and right now it's a pizza parlor and warehouse space. Been in constant use. Stacia Street is named for Paul Rickert's wife, Stacia Rickert. Paul Rickert owned what is called the Rickert Subdivision. He homesteaded and large gardens and greenhouses were located at the junction of Cushman and Gaffney and Airport Way. It later adjoined Old Wheat's Field, and in fact he gave some acreage to the city for the field and sold more to enlarge it when planes were made. The landing platform built for the dirigible Norge landing. Wheat's Field was the main air fleet field in Fairbanks until the mid-50s, was it, or early 50s when the international airport was started. Occupying Weeks Field now is a subdivision called Weeks Field Subdivision, actually, and Fairview Manor Apartments occupy part of that area. The old Pan American Hangar, which was on the east side of the Weeks Field, was converted and is now Arctic Bowl, bowling alley, the only one in Fairbanks at this time. Also houses many offices. Another old hangar, still there and still in use. Lorraine Street was named after Rickert's wife. Her name is Stacia Lorraine Rickert. So Stacia Lorraine has two streets in Fairbanks named after her. It was nice of her husband to do that. Biermark carries the name of August Biermark. He homesteaded what is now known as the Biermark Subdivision at about 17th and Cushman. The street's called Biermark Street. B-J-E-R-R-M-A-R-K. I think that spelling is incorrect. I'll check on that. I have to check on that spelling later because it sounds okay. B-J-E-R-R-M-A-R-K. Both Jesse and Abigail Streets are named after August Biermark's wife. He was an early day salesman of water and wood, had barns at Cowles and Fifth Avenue. Jessie Biermark was a wonderful seamstress and gave many big parties. In the early days, First Avenue was called Front Street. All streets at this time were given names to those running from south to north, and streets running horizontal with the river were numbered from First to Old Richardson Highway and about 12th and Cushman. I'll run through that little note again that Clara Rust has here. In the early days, First Avenue was known as Front Street. All streets at this time were given names. Those running north and south were given names, and streets running horizontal with the river were numbered from First to the Old Richardson Highway. In other words, they were in 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, on down to 12th. Now we go clear out to 22nd, 23rd Street. That simplified things that way. Front Street is still used, the name Front Street is still used in the Grail subdivision, which is across the river from 3rd and 4th, 5th Avenue. Not just across the river from 1st and 2nd and 3rd Avenue run into the river on the east end. It's Grail.